deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. The civil government is commanded to promote good, not provide good. So the civil government is prohibited from taking your money from you by force to quote-unquote educate children. The civil government is commanded to promote and facilitate your right to educate your own child without interfering, even financially, which is the most pervasive way the civil government infringes our liberties. Money breeds control. So reclaiming education is not about money. It is about control. If the civil government has our money, it has our allegiance. For this reason, here is a suggestion as to how you can chisel away the civil government's infringement upon your liberty. If you cannot afford to privately educate your child, remove your child one day a month or any other frequency you deem acceptable from the civil government school and home educate. I call this one day at a time. The purpose of one day at a time is first of all to increase the amount of time your child is spending on Christ-centeredness. But second, it chisels away at the civil government's quote-unquote education funds, which is actually our money. The state tracks how many students are in attendance each day at each civil government school. This is called average daily membership. And while ADM does not itself determine how much money is given to each school, it is a factor in the formula. So when a school's average daily membership decreases, the school eventually receives less money. But the state still has our money, so then thereafter we must recover that money by demanding and lowering taxes. Nevertheless, when a civil government school has less money, it means the school has less control over a child's mind. In inviting relief to wanting your son or daughter to spend eternity in God's presence. Kevin R. Novak, DeconstructingTheColosseum.com.